views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Maria Monti. I am not a doctor, nor do I claim to give medical advice, treatment, or diagnosis. These segments will be covering medical information as quoted from medical doctors and other holistic practitioners in their published works, where references can be provided upon request.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, last show that I did with Maria Monti, and we were talking about the Healthy Bra Company, but we were talking about, you know, the evolution to get to the place where we're talking about healthy bras. Today, it's sort of a continuation, Maria, of the last show. And that is, we were talking about sports. And I made the comment because I play table tennis, and I made the comment, my opinion is that the evolution of sports bras for women has literally not happened. And today you're going to enlighten us because we're talking about sports bras, no horse in her out. Maria, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. I'm here.
Okay. So let's talk about my comment about sports bras. It was that my opinion is that the evolution that many women hoped would happen in this arena, I don't think it's been happening. What do you think?
Well, they've tried a number of things. Mm-hmm. They have something called a compression sports bra and then an updated version, which is what they were hoping to move into an arena that would make someone like you happy, called an encapsulation sports bra. Mm-hmm. Now, the compression bra is nothing more than just basically compression. You know, it pretty much doesn't have any bells and whistles, but the idea is to compress the breast tissue, compress any movement whatsoever, so you're not jiggling, bouncing, or theoretically having any problems when you're doing your supports. Mm-hmm. However, there's issues with that because you can't compress without having some side effects. So then they move to the encapsulation bra, which is theoretically a bra that's made just like a regular bra. It's got two compartments, you know, for one for each breast, whereas typically regular compression sports bras just go all the way across and create almost like the uniboob look. So the encapsulation bra has two cups. It has generally a wire. It's like your wired bra for every day, except for it looks more like a sports bra. And so that was the upgrade, which, you know, brings us back to this same issue we were in before.
Yeah.
And so that hasn't been an upgrade.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is, first of all, let's get real. Women are participating in sports at many levels, at many ages, in droves, right? I mean,
correct.
We are starting at a very young age with girls, literally in the sports arena that was never available when I was younger. But today we're talking about one particular thing, horseback riding. Let's start out with that, because where I live now, there are more young women that are so drawn to horseback riding than I believe ever before. And yet it is one of those sports that we don't talk about in terms of women very often. But what is it about, you know, sports bras and no horsing around that you want to share with us?
Well, I put horseback riding in the same category as if you were jumping on a trampoline, you know, which is exercise for ladies and men, for example, as well as something called whole body vibration, which is a machine that is very, very therapeutic. But again, it's bouncy, jiggly, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then you might even equate it to someone who's not doing sports, but, you know, if you're driving in a car on a bumpy road, all of these things have something in common. You've got the jiggle, you've got the bounce, mm-hmm. you have no support. And so, you know, there are women who are, as you said, going into all realms of sports. And horseback riding was something that when I lived in Canada and I was working with other fitters, one of my first fitters was actually an equestrian and she was a massage therapist. So she had the background to not only identify what the problem was as a massage therapist, but physically feel it, you know, as she was riding and realizing that it was impacting the entire way she could hold her posture and control the horse. Because she was uncomfortable in the entire situation. So that's just one example. But as I said, it carries over into other types of bouncy sports, running, walking. I mean, you can have uncomfortable situations, I would say, with the wrong kind of support, no matter what you're doing. I mean, you could be playing tennis or badminton.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And that's really it, though. That's what we're expanding to. But let's just talk a little bit about what some of the misconceptions are. I think one of the first misconceptions that's out there is for women is I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to go with either the wire bra or I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can just get support in other ways. I mean, if it's out there, I got to tell you, we've tried it. But many of these actually don't work.
Yeah. And there's lots of women who wear two and three sports bras compressed.
Yes.
To just try and bind everything around the chest. And, you know, I'll add a comical anecdote here. I was just reading something about an interview between George Lucas and Carrie Fisher. And when they were filming Star Wars, he said, there are no underwear in space. So we're just going to tie you and bind you. And so they basically taped her around so that she would not move during all of these events. And I thought, how interesting is that? The first thing that went to my head was Chinese foot binding, but we're doing it for the breast and the lymphatic area. Mm-hmm. Underneath the arms. And there are still women who are doing that, who either for support or the younger women are nervous about appearing too voluptuous as they, you know, get into sports and they're heavily endowed. And so they're taping themselves down. Which is absolutely not helpful.
Oh, it's not. But, you know, look, you're the expert of this. I mean, I don't even want to go there, right? But we actually do it and we have done it. But I want to ask you, where do women go? What are the situations where breast stress is relieved? You know, can you give us some of these unique examples? And then let's talk about physical features, right? What are some of the physical features we have to consider when you're going to go in and get a sports bra? Because now you have a whole different dimension.
Exactly. Well, you have to look at the sport, first of all, that you're going to be entertaining. And if it is, let's just use a bouncy sport, you know, because that's probably the most important thing is trying to contain yourself when you're in heavy duty movement.
Yeah.
Right.
The bottom line is, wait a minute. Here's the deal. I think if you're going to talk about sports where you actually have to move as a woman physically, there is going to be some degree or another of bounce. And I'm just saying, ladies. So if you're thinking I get up in the morning and I take my morning jog, yeah, that's one thing. If you're thinking, oh, Basili plays table tennis, not a thing. Seriously, you should see the videos. But the point is, there is a way to be healthy in this arena and a way not to be. We just don't know the difference, Maria.
Yeah. And as you asked, when you get supported with the proper kind of weight support, and what I was describing last session was that there is cantilever suspension support that holds the breasts up like a bridge, requires no underwire, and has a shelving mechanism also to create support. So you have both of those where the breasts are supported underneath and around without the weight hanging from the shoulders. And then you have the postural muscles actually helping. So in that case, you don't have to have the compression aspect, which is really unfavorable for health. And then, you know, as I said, the encapsulation bras are the ones that have the wires in them. And one of the medical doctors that I've referenced a lot of times in the past is Dr. Christian Northrup. And she talks about not wearing underwires because that kind of bra, quote unquote, can cut off the circulation, the blood, and the lymph fluid around the breasts, chest wall, and surrounding tissue. So you don't want compression and you don't want underwires creating that situation. So there is another option that the Healthy Bra Company can offer to women. I want to mention one more thing about sports bras because they've become the go-to as it relates to what women feel is comfort. Okay. They're not having anything binding on them, but it's an illusion because they're not really comfortable, but it's the only thing that they found on the market that is somewhat comfortable. And I'm not even talking about ladies who are in sports. I'm talking about having this go-to sports bra that really doesn't have any support, but at least you can wear something and be contained, but it's not your best choice. So the women are buying sports bras for a different reason than what they were intended. Also to deflect away from not wanting to wear underwires or not wanting to wear anything that's binding or cutting or poking or ill-fitting. So we've got two sectors of the marketplace that are trying to have a catering to by the sports bra, the actual sports enthusiasts and athletes, and then the women who have just gone to the sports bras because they can't find anything else and that's going to be suitable enough until they do. So I know that's a mouthful, but
no, it's a mouthful, but it's an important mouthful. And I want to go ahead and skip the break, if you don't mind. One of the things that's important for us to mention to everybody here is, first of all, you know, there is a way for people to call you, to find out what's going to work for them, to connect with you. And I don't want to go too far along without mentioning, how do people find out more about what we're talking about today?
They can call me in Lynnwood, Washington at 360-815-3205 or go to my website, www.thehealthybracompany, all spelled out, .com, and send me an email and then I'll contact them directly and we can talk about their particulars because every woman's body is unique. And so what we're looking for is, what are they looking for? You know, they may not even be looking for a sports bra, but they think that's what they have to have in terms of comfort. Mm-hmm. But if they are coming to me for a sports bra, it's really interesting because the design that I promote in terms of healthy posture is the same design that you would use all day long sitting at your computer, basically helping your core muscles do their job. And then, you know, you can just put a little shirt over top of it that's different from your office wear and take it out and go for a jog. So the same support that one would need every day to help reinforce, you know, the muscles in static passive activity, which is most of our jobs, can be then taken out into the athletic arena. And, you know, you can make it look a little aesthetically different if you like. But it can then support for the activities that you're going to be going through. So that's a really unique versatility to these kinds of bras.
When we think about this and we think about what women know and what they don't know, I mean, clearly you have done your homework and bringing the information we need forward, the research we need forward. What do you think, first of all, we're most unaware of and or have a misconception about? And then what does the Healthy Bra Company do to remedy those?
Well, what we're most unaware of is there are other options out there. They're not typically in mass production. You have to find them through a specialty situation like the Healthy Bra Company. We focus on looking at the individual person's needs. So when they come to us, they're going to identify what their problems were and where they experienced things. And then the design, it really works for, I would say, 95% of women. Because again, it is anatomically more correct and working with the body posture and allowing freedom of movement. I've had massage therapists who've gone through their body positionings, for example, when they're doing massages, to see if they can actually be supported in a better position while they're doing their work, because again, they are doing an endurance activity. So they need to have that support. I've had golfers who they need to not be restricted with their swing and with breast tissue either under the arms or flailing in some way. They can't go through their motions. So, you know, if they are coming to me for a specific sports bra, we talk about, okay, what are the biomechanics of your motion that you're going to be doing repeatedly that you actually need help with? Okay. And then some of them, when I after I fit them, then I have a trampoline in the office that they can jump on so they can see the anti-gravity aspects. And then I do a gait analysis where I ask them, okay, how is your walking or your fast walking? I mean, they can't really run in the office, but we have a long hall and they can really quickly walk down the hall and notice what's happening with their balance and their gait. And it tends to be a lot more balance from right to left and just subtle things, because when you support the heavy weight of the breast, it actually carries down through the entire spine, through the hips, through the knees, and through the feet. So you'll have somebody who will say, you know, I do feel more steady on my feet. And that's just an aspect of getting this weight supported in the line of gravity, for whether it's going to be walking down the street, you know, you're going to a coffee shop, you're running down the street because you are doing your activity, or you're sitting in your chair at your office with your computer 8 hours a day, and you need that structural support that we're typically not getting.
Right. And let's talk, if we could, for a minute about some of the medical issues that you've come across and some of the case studies around this. You know, many people are thinking, well, yeah, this, yeah, that. But, you know, there are some medical things that people should really be concerned about. I think that at some point you mentioned postural issues, but those are not the only ones.
No, they're not. And again, if you're uninformed, you just do what you're going to do. And so I remember having a lady who, she was a young girl, probably about 19, and she was very well endowed. So if you can imagine like a 30-inch around band and then an H cup, which is about like 5 or 6 D's, that's very substantial. She was wearing her underwire bra so tight that, you know, she was barely able to breathe. And as soon as we took that bra off her, she basically lost a little bit of her consciousness, in a sense, because that's how much her breathing was being restricted by that bra. So we don't realize that that's a health aspect that goes on all the time. If we're not supported in a proper posture and opening up the diaphragm and the rib cage, then we're impeding the flow of oxygen to our brain, which obviously is not good. So that's one particular thing. Another situation that I had with someone similar in size is her medical doctor sent her to me because she had actually torn some of the ligaments in her chest by running, and running with a bra that was allowing this bouncy, and she had actually done damage to the ligaments in her chest. So that was another issue that I'd come across. Another woman who was a bicycle rider, which again is not something that you're going to have a lot of balancing if you think about it, but she was 34J. All right. So her band size was 34. J is, again, I'm going to say like around 10 D's or such. So fairly substantial. She was a bike rider, just regular bike. And she ended up having an accident where she ran into a tree. And the doctor told her that if she hadn't had that supportive bra on that actually held her frame in a certain way when she had the impact, she would have broken some of her ribs.
Wow.
So, you know, we're talking about so many different aspects of just holding the posture in a strong alignment so that it not only can function in a way that it's designed to, but if you are injured, it can help you to recover, you know, from an injury because you're putting the body back into alignment. So many things are interrelated, and women don't even think about these things because it's not standard conversation. It's just get a bra and go do whatever. But, you know, the ladies who come to me, they have had specific issues, whether it be their medical doctor or physical therapist sending them to me, or whether they've just come to the end of their search of trying everything. And all of a sudden, this sports bra or this regular bra that they have is just not doing the job, and it's creating other issues that they've experienced.
You know, I think one of the things we probably can't make an absolute authority comment on, but I can comment on it from my own perspective is the, you know, I know that after I came to see you, and of course I got fitted for my sport, one of the things that you start to notice is that it's not on your mind, right? It's not on your mind. And there's a level of comfort, right, that happens where you're just doing your sport to the best that you can do it. And I don't think that that gets talked about enough at all.
No, and not at all.
Yeah, right? Because yeah. There's no real, can't find real research about it. But, you know, if you were to do two studies side by side, you would get some results. What is your experience? What do people say about their experience after they have been fitted and wear one of the healthy bras?
Well, in relationship to what you said, it's really interesting because some ladies will say, I cannot take my mind off my bra my entire day because I have to pull it up here or turn it around here or adjust it this way. Or when I put my arms up, I have to bring it back down in one way or shape or form. So if you can imagine that whatever you're focusing on, whether it be your sport or you're writing a book and you have mental focus, you can't focus because you are constantly thinking about this thing in some way or another because it's giving you something of a discomfort nature. And so a lot of women say, you know, I don't want to have to think about my bra. I want it to just do what it's supposed to do and just be there and let me go about my life instead of it being, you know, a little whisper in the back of their ear that this something's not right, you know, and they have to adjust it or what have you. I was reading another book the other day and it was actually a book about bras, and this woman was being interviewed for a high executive position in a lawyer firm, and she was making a comment that she wanted to raise up to partner, and her boss took her aside and he says, well, if you would stop fidgeting in your interviews, you'd actually go a lot farther. And she didn't even realize she was fidgeting, but she was pulling on her bra straps and moving them into positions that were more comfortable. And it was completely an unconscious thing, but it was automatic because you do that. You do something to make yourself more comfortable. And he says the fidgeting makes you not look as professional as you could. And she realized that that was her autopilot going off to adjust her bra. And she didn't even realize it was happening. So, you know, it's interesting just how this can be a preoccupation of your mind. And obviously, if you're in sports and if you're in high level sports, you can't have that. You can't have that kind of distraction. No. You have to have the laser focus of the sport.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that what folks probably are hearing, you know, during these conversations is that, you know, what you do, Mariz, you take that extra step of making sure that when you're working with someone on this, you consider the sport, what they do, how they do it, how often they do it, and what's going to work best for them. And I think that most folks don't give it really a second thought. You know, you get up and you say, I'm going for my morning jog, or I'm going horseback riding, or whatever that is you do. And yet this is about talking about there are other ways. There are other ways for people to get educated, informed, and then make a decision on their own behalf. And I think that's where you come in, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of the times when they come to me for just basic reasons, they realize, oh, you know what? Here is a replacement for the sports bra that I thought I had found what I needed. You know, so the versatility there is that they may come to me in a backdoor kind of way, but yeah. The sports bra then can be quite a nice delight that this can be used for sports as well.
Yeah. I want to ask you this question. You know, we talked about some of the major things today, but I can't talk enough about posture. And I want to get back to that because it's just one of those things that, one, you know, if you are active at all and you're carrying a few pounds, my doctor told me that just the impact on my knees alone was exponential. And we don't talk enough about, you know, our posture and the impact on our backs. Now compound that with sports And we're in a whole different category, aren't we?
Exactly, exactly. And the training that I took under Pete Egoscue, and he's written a book called The Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion, which I would recommend everyone pick up. It talks about how he designed a postural therapy training program based on basically the proper anatomical design, meaning the right angle weight bearing of every joint. And you are looking at the fact that the shoulders, the hips, the knees, and the ankles should all be aligned under each other horizontally and vertically. And when you have that ideal alignment, then you are able to function in all the ranges of motion that that accommodates. However, if you have either a distortion from that posture, you know, for whatever reason, an injury, a birth defect, you know, where let's just say your shoulders aren't level, and perhaps that's even from an activity that you do that's repetitive, but it's one-sided repetitive. So, for example, a golfer that always swings one way, or in your case, maybe table tennis, you have one dominant side. What happens is the muscles get imbalanced, and you basically have to bring them back to this postural alignment, which is what we call neutral, every day in order to get you into that place where you can basically do anything. However, we're not that way. You know, maybe as we're young, we are, but as we grow and develop, if the postural muscles aren't constantly, and we'll call them core muscles because that's the catchphrase these days, but it basically still means postural muscles. If they are not balanced on a regular and or daily basis, for example, in athletes, then you have compensatory motions that happen.
Right.
And these can often lead to injury. So I could talk on posture all day long because that's what I've been doing.
And we probably will continue to talk about it. You know, I mean, this is now opening the door for our next show, which is going to be To Your Health. Maria, thank you for today. One last question. Please let folks know how they can find out more about you.
They can go to The Healthy Bra Company, www.thehealthybracompanyallspelledout.com, or call me on 360-815-3205 in Linwood, Washington.
And we've got more to come. I'm telling you, what you have done by providing a wealth of information, I hope folks will listen to this and make a different decision and call you and find out what the buzz is all about. Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. We're going to take a shorty. We'll be right back.